This is episode 1779 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, July 9th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Well, hello there.
Hey, Thursday.
Hey. It's my Friday.
It is your Friday. Yeah, good
thank
for you.
Goodness.
Yeah. Hey, got some random facts for you today.
Let's do it.
The first song ever played on an iPod was a house music dance song called Groove Jet, If This Ain't Love by Spiller. I do not remember that song. I want to look it up now.
Yeah, going to have to look it up.
Remember the first iPod commercials where they were silhouettes?
Uh-huh.
And that one song by Jet?
Yes.
Great song. The first self-made female millionaire in the U.S.
wasn't Kylie Jenner.
No, she was black. Her name? Madam C.J. Walker.
Good for her.
She died in 1919 shortly after becoming a millionaire, selling beauty and hair products specifically designed for black women.
Ah, cool. Yeah.
C.J. Walker, Madam C.J. Walker. The phrase, 'tis better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all, comes from
a bunch of crap.
Lord Tennyson poem from 1849 called In Memoriam, A.H.H. It's not about romantic love. He was mourning a friend's death.
Okay.
Well, you know. Right. IBM Big Blue has gotten the most patents for any company in the United States in the past 27 years in a row. 9,262 of them in the last year. Wow. And the Harlem Globetrotters, not founded in Harlem. They were founded in Chicago. And their offices are now in Georgia. They've never been based anywhere in New York, let alone Harlem. So,
well, why are they called the Harlem Globetrotters?
There you go. I haven't a
clue.
Are
the players from?
I haven't a clue.
Meadowlark Lemon.
I know. God rest his soul.
I actually got to go see them one time. I was a kid.
You know, they used to come around with kind of like the B team. You remember. They always played like the Washington Clowns or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, churches or schools or whatever.
Yeah.
And they play a game. Uh-huh. And of course, it was great because the Globetrotters are fantastic.
And the opposing team, the Clowns,
you know, they just flopped on purpose. So
of course.
All a big show.
But it was fun.
Kind of like wrestling. Anyway, did I say that
out
loud?
It was fun, and I've always loved the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, my gosh. It is time for the Who Cares News, wrestling, basketball, be damned. What's going on?
Are you sure you don't have anything else to talk about? Like more random facts?
Yeah, no, I'm out.
I have to start talking?
Oh, yeah, it's your turn.
Oh, damn it.
News is not always good, Morgan. News is not always good.
Well, this is the Who Cares News, so I'll do it joyfully.
Joyfully.
The nightmare, the national nightmare, the world nightmare, just continues to baffle us all. Yesterday, presidential candidate, and I can't believe I'm even uttering those words, Kanye West outlined his plans and platform.
Oh, boy.
Now, first of all, he has zero campaign apparatus, just two advisors.
Who are those?
Elon Musk and his wife, Kimmy Kardashian.
Oh, God.
West.
No. We
now,
are doomed.
He has a running mate in mind.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Anybody we know?
No.
Okay.
It's a Wyoming preacher.
Oh, because he's in Montana or Wyoming? I guess he's in...
And his slogan is, yes! In all caps, of course.
Yes! Okay.
Okay, so get this.
Or is that yees?
He unofficially started a new party.
Oh, right, because you know he can't run with the Republicans, can't run with the Democrats.
Well, he could have maybe thought about the independent or the libertarian.
Yeah, he could have done that, though they probably didn't want him. He might have called and they said, "Yeah, no, we got our own guy."
So he made up a new one.
Oh, did he? He's made up a new party.
He has made up a new party.
Okay,
it's called the birthday party.
Oh, no. Come on.
Because, quote, when we win, it's everybody's birthday.
Oh, my God.
Kanye says he's no...
Wait. We really do need to call his therapist now and say, you know, you might want to have a conversation with this
Convo.
Guy. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
So he says he's no longer a Trump supporter.
Okay.
I don't like that I caught wind that he hid in the bunker. That's what you're going on? That's it?
Oh, my God.
So he adds that he's officially taking the red hat off.
Oh, he's taking off the MAGA hat. Well, yep. My.
Okay.
Well, so. I mean, that makes sense because, you know, he's going to do this. I guess he's going to run for president.
Now, he says he got coronavirus in February and that there was no way that Drake was sicker than he was. Then he
now
goes,
that's Kanye right there. Hello.
Then he goes on to say, it just gets better and better.
Oh, yeah.
That vaccines are the mark of the beast.
Oh, my.
And he wants America to be more like the fictional Marvel world of Wakanda from the Black Panther and Avenger movies.
Oh my god.
It's your birthday. Happy birthday.
Save us. You know, just when you thought things couldn't be any more screwier than they are, along comes Kanye West.
At the same time, just when you thought he might be a spoiler, then you get all this and you think,
yeah, I'm not too worried about him now. I'm really not too worried about him.
Him and the birthday party.
Kim, you should be worried about him, and you probably should be getting him to his therapist more often.
Or check his meds. Run the labs. Make sure the meds are appropriate.
Oh, my God.
Well, let's move on, shall we?
Oh, please. Please. Anything. Right. Please.
Here's a good story.
We have a good story? We never tell good stories.
We never tell good stories. Well, we do sometimes.
Okay. So this is a good story.
Yes.
You've set me up. I'm ready for a little good news.
Drew Barrymore tells In Style magazine that, quote, I have to work so hard at not being the size of a bus. So Drew says it's okay with her that she has to eat really clean and healthy and do an hour of Pilates at least 4 days a week.
Wow.
That is just my journey, she said. That's my karma. I don't know. Maybe I was thin and mean in a past life.
I will tell you, I love Drew Barrymore. She's a sweetheart.
She's a cutie.
Yeah, and I mean, she had a really rough childhood.
She did.
You know what?
I relate to the bus thing.
Yeah, you really have to give her props for coming out and saying stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? You know, it's just her karma. Maybe that's how we all need to look at things.
It's my karma.
By the way, I got the Cameo app yesterday.
Did you?
Downloaded it, trying to find a celebrity that we could, you know, pay to do a little shout out for us. Sadly, Halle Berry's not on Cameo.
I'm so shocked.
A lot of the folks who you've never heard of before want upwards of $450 to do a little video for you. I mean, that's kind of crazy.
Well, this is
$450 for a social media. Oh, come on.
From a D-lister, you have to, when you go to a Comic-Con or these cons around,
yeah,
you have to pay so much freaking money for their autograph.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So you have to go with they say Disneyland's expensive.
Oh, yeah, you should probably go to a convention.
I imagine going to one of the cons around. Yeah. You got to take buku movies.
We're not going to either of those places right now.
This is true.
All right, back tomorrow with more frivolity. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.